from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Two starters voted in. We knew that. Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Corbin Burns making the All-Star team. Duh. No surprise there, even though he's not 100% committed to it just yet. But I'm wondering why the Padres have 5 All-Stars and the Orioles have 3. Because Jordan Westberg, now we're going to break out some nerd stats, certainly deserves to be an All-Star. You could say the same for Grayson Rodriguez, 11-3 now on the year. And how about Craig Kimbrel, a guy that everyone wanted out of Baltimore 2 months ago, now pitching as well as any closer in Major League Baseball. So there were some snubbage for sure. Others could back out. Nate Burns might not pitch. Maybe Grayson replaces him. I don't know what the protocol is going to be. But you would have figured, based on the best record in the American League tied with Cleveland, who had 5 All-Stars, the Orioles would get a little more recognition, because you don't put up these sorts of numbers with a bunch of non-All-Star caliber players. Santander's, 7th or 5th, whatever it is, in home runs. He had another one yesterday. I mean, the Orioles are doing a lot of really good things with a lot of really good players. So I'm not going to sit here and whine about it, but I thought there was some level of disrespect. And obviously, Grayson Rodriguez did, and we'll hear from him later. And obviously, the manager, Brandon Hyde, as well.
I'll say this, Bob. I mean, Hyder is probably the guy who would be disappointed the most, I think, is Elias in the front office and stuff, because they're the guys that draft. Just trust me, like, you want your draft picks and stuff to get that kind of recognition. It's great for the club and all that, you know. So I'm guaranteeing Elias was running hot, and probably the scouting directors and whoever else were running a little bit hot about that. But in the big picture, Bob, you'd love to have them there. But is a week rest better for these guys to get ready for them to win down the road?
Possibly.
Yeah.
But either way, like you just said, you want the recognition they deserve.
Yep.
It's not necessarily, I drafted this guy, he deserves to be an All-Star. He deserves to be an All-Star because he's had an All-Star caliber first half of the season. And Kimbrel was an acquisition that was lampooned by a lot of people. And he lost his job as closer back in May. And he's given up 1 earned run in his last 21 innings pitched. He's got 4 saves in July. And today's the 8th. And they're off today. So who knows? There could be some injuries again that crop up and give the Orioles a little more All-Star recognition. But I think for them, the bottom line is, let's go out here, kick some ass in the second half of the season.
Yep.
Maintain our advantage here in the last homestand before the break. Handle the Yankees, who they're 5-2 against already this season. And then if you're resting, come back ready to fire on all cylinders in the second half of the season as a team that is all about winning the World Series. All-star achievement, individual goals are nice, but when they come back from the break at Texas, their goal is to maintain their advantage on top of the standings in the American League East and get that number one seed again, if it's possible.
No doubt about it. That's the most important thing. And Bob, I said, like, the Pro Bowl voting for football comes in December. And, you know, you know what's crazy, Bob, is I was thinking about this when I was texting you yesterday. Like, the Ravens had, like, what, 13 guys because they had the best record, you know, and then they get three. I'm like, you know, I mean, it just doesn't make – it made, like, zero
sense. Well, 2019, half the AFC Pro Bowl team was Ravens.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, they had the best record, and it's in December when they picked it.
But it's still, you know, kind of a meritocracy, too. Earl Thomas made the Pro Bowl that year.
Yeah.
So to put that in perspective, meaning last year, every Raven that made the Pro Bowl deserved to be – on the Pro Bowl roster. But those guys don't play. They tap out. Their goal is to be in the Super Bowl the next week. They don't care. Pro Bowl's nice.
Yep.
And it's an achievement. I'm sure it's a contractual obligation that has been met. Get you a couple extra bucks. I just think the Orioles got a host.
No, they...
I mean, they did. I mean, Westberg's had a brilliant first half of this season. Santander and O'Hearn deserve serious all-star consideration. And Ryan Ripken... I know you said Grayson's going to get to the All-Star team. He should have. I said 15 wins, and if he doesn't get that, then we're going to have a problem in the second half of the season. But a lot of Oriole representation should have been there. It's not. Go out there, do what you got to do, and worry about the second half of the season. But Nolan, as an Orioles fan, they had four All-Stars last year, let's not forget. But what do you think? Disrespect coming Baltimore's way?
Not really. I mean, about the disrespect factor, I guess if you look at Kimbrel's stats compared to Clay Holmes, you know, a little side-by-side, it's a little shocking, I guess. But I guess I'm most disappointed
Especially
for
recent performances by the two guys.
Right. I'm most disappointed for Westberg because, you know, you get to the final stage of the vote. Jose Ramirez is your starter. No surprise there. He's having an MVP caliber season. But your other third baseman that make it as reserves... All right, Rafael Devers, deserved. But apparently there was space for one more, and the Rays, this is where the rules about MLB All-Star voting come into play here. The Rays only had one All-Star representative, that's Isak Paredes, and he takes up a third base spot. So maybe Westberg, you know, on the wrong side of this rule that we did praise.
Yeah,
that we enjoyed,
and I'm still, Major League every baseball team should be represented at the All-Star game. And Isak Paredes, who's been a pain in the Orioles' ass over the years, he's had a really good year. Devers, like, he had two homers last night. He hit one Saturday, and I thought Gerrit Cole was going to kill him before he even made it to the first base line, if you saw him profiling there. And Jose Ramirez is an MVP candidate here. So Westberg just got caught in the numbers crunch. But the others, I don't know, man.
And I feel bad for them if in their contracts it says something where they get some type of bonus. That's what I just said.
Yeah, there's financial achievement there. I mean, you get to the – there's got to be – you make the All-Star, and it's something you add to your resume when you go in talking about your next contract. But well, there it is.
I guess my bigger beef is with the structure of the voting – and you have guys that make it to the finals, if you will, the final round of voting, and it's only two players per position besides the outfield. All right, Mountcastle is right there, a finalist with Vlad. Comes up just short in that vote.
It was actually leading for a while.
Right, and then he's out altogether. That doesn't make sense to me. Same thing with O'Hearn at DH, you know.
Tony Taters finished fourth in the outfielder voting.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get in. Anyway, the Orioles win the series in Oakland. There were some, let's say, local ties, too. Tanner Scott made the All-Star team for Miami, former Oriole. And depending on how things go by the All-Star break or trade deadline, could be one again because Miami's going to be in sell mode. And Jackson Merrill, the rookie out of Sabrina Park for the San Diego Padres, he was chosen as a reserve. Born in Baltimore, but apparently grew up a Red Sox fan.
Boo.
Yeah, kind of gets my piles a little itchy here. No self-respecting Baltimorean. Now, Severna Park could go either way, because there's a lot of Redskins fans, and or Commanders, excuse me, in that territory. But no self-respecting Baltimore-ish, Mark Teixeira, would root for the Yankees or the Red Sox, and they both did. But we still congratulate the young man, and he is a local tie guy. So congratulations to you, Jackson Merrill. You have a problem with the All-Star selections. That's fine. How about the Orioles going 4-2 on the West Coast, coming back for games here against Chicago, last place in the North, or the Central, rather, in the National League. And then the Yankees, who lose yet another series, they're scuffling.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.